There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 1206 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. Live local talk over the next couple of hours. Lots of guests stopping by and lots of time for you to react and talk with them as well at 343-0106. But I do want to start off with Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, who is with the group. We've talked to Lori Miles with the Sheriff's Department about yesterday and today, the mobile food kitchen. The chuck wagon that's headed last year to Houston to help out first responders there in Houston after Harvey, and now has responded to the aftermath of Florence in the Carolinas. And Commissioner Carl has traveled with the Sheriff's Department and is there now and just finished his, was it your hamburger shift, your lunch shift?
Yes, I was the master chef. I cooked about 400 hamburgers. So.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so tell us, first of all, and I want to talk about getting there, but where are you and the other folks with the Sheriff's Department? Where are y'all set up? What location? Can I describe
it? We're actually set up in Wilmington, right in the middle of the storm, or the storm debris here. We haven't had a chance to get out. Excuse me, I got helicopters flying over. But we're in New Hanover County, and we're at the police station, and their jail is the same. Station in the jail.
Okay, so that's where y'all are set up, and that's where, as we've been talking to Lori about, that the first responders, they're coming through there, I guess, as their shifts start and end, they can come get a meal from y'all.
We're cooking all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we just finished lunch, and we'll start prepping and getting ready for dinner and our supper. Supper tonight will run from 4 to about 7. Today lunch ran from about 11, and they're still trickling in. But we're preparing about 1,200 meals per day.
So how many of those are those all New Hanover County Sheriff's deputies, or is it
yes,
police?
They're all
or?
Deputies that we're focused on.
Okay.
Of course, I'm sure the other law enforcement is mixed in here somewhere.
Okay.
But all the jail staff And you talk to these folks, you know, most of them haven't been home in a week and haven't seen their family in a week. So it's quite rewarding just to see the smiles on their faces.
Now let's talk.
When they get a hamburger instead of a cold sandwich.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk about that. They are working very long shifts. If what happened in Houston was any measure of that, they're doing the same over there.
They are, and they've had some problems here. I think they've handled it quite well from what I've been able to tell, but. You know, they've had some looting issues, which always goes with the storms. And just the water, just the amount of water. We didn't get in here until after dark last night, so we didn't see a lot of the damage. They've got a tour set up. The Sheriff's Department wants to take us around today for an hour and show us some of the flooding. But the I-40, so I'm told, is water across the interstate. Which that's a lot of water.
Well, yeah,
over an interstate.
I definitely want to see get some pictures during that, because I was following the press conference with the governor of North Carolina yesterday and his discussion of one route in. I knew y'all were heading in there on your 37-hour odyssey from Mobile County to New Hanover County, but the governor was saying there was one way in to Wilmington, and he wasn't sure that was going to stay open because the rivers, I guess, have not crested yet, right, Jerry?
They did. We saw a lot of flooding on the way in. We did get through most of what he's talking about there in the daylight hours. You can tell all the trees were cut back rapidly and just pushed off the road. So there's a lot of debris. But I'll tell you, President Trump and FEMA should be, it's just amazing what you see on the way in here. They had trucks lined up and down the interstate waiting to get in here with supplies, water, and food. there's constantly helicopters flying over, aircraft flying over of some type. FEMA has just done an incredible job here.
Now, okay, give us a quick, although I don't know if you could do it for a 37-hour ride, but y'all had a bumpy road, being you and the sheriff's deputies and everybody that took the food truck there to New Hanover County. 37 hours, Jerry. I mean, I know it's not just right across the street, but 37 hours to get to North Carolina?
At one point, we were driving 12 miles an hour for almost 4 hours. So, you know, it's one of those things you just have to push on through. We did stop in Charlotte. We stopped in there about 2 o'clock one night. We left the next morning at, I think it was about 9 o'clock, so we got about 5 hours sleep. But it's, you know, we had a flat on the trailer. We had a truck the engine blew up on. We have one with us that has a kidney stone he's trying to pass.
Mm.
Anything can happen has happened, but, you know, we just keep pushing through it. It's fine. I mean, the morale is good here. The people are happy to see us. It makes it all worthwhile. It really does, because it may be us next time.
Well, exactly right, and it's good to do for other communities, and they will do for us one day. What about that? Do you know from talking to folks with Mobile County Sheriff's Office or those people there with New Hanover County how long y'all are planning to be there?
I don't. I've got to be back Monday, so I've got to make some arrangements, myself to get myself out of here probably Sunday, because I have to be back for a conference on Monday. These guys and girls that are here, there's four others, they're here either a week or 2 weeks, depending on how long they're needed.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye.
And there's tons of food that they're bringing in. There's no way we could haul that much food with us.
Well, good. Then you got to cook it.
The food we brought today, but FEMA is just, I mean, they've really just, they're just bringing in pallets and pallets into the jail here. So we're able to use it. Last night we slept in the jail. They had us all bunked in there with, not with the prisoners, but they cleared the prisoners out, which was kind of interesting.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I didn't ask. They weren't in there with us. That's all that mattered.
All right. Well, okay. So we'll check back, and I'll go watch your Facebook feed as well to see pictures. If you get a chance to get off your cook shift and go take some of those pictures on and put them up on Facebook. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, thank you for your time, and we will check back soon.
This Mobile County Sheriff's team is making Mobile proud. You really should be proud of them.
We are.
Putting in a lot of hours.
We are, and thank
Take
you.
Care.
Hey, thanks for checking in. Jerry Carl checking in as we get started on this edition of Midday Mobile. All right, coming up, Brendan Kirby is going to join us. Of course, in Washington, all eyes on Monday and the next part of the Kavanaugh confirmation. You know what we like to do, right? We'll just talk about, let's just say what is happening here. What is happening? Number one, I will not discount that maybe there's some testimony. I'm happy, although she now has not responded to the offer to come testify. But I absolutely think you need to have testimony. If you're going to make an allegation, you have somebody come in to plead their case. I absolutely think that is the right thing to do. People say, "Oh, well, we just need to move on." No, don't move on. Don't leave something untold. Don't leave a situation where somebody could say, "Well, you know, that really did happen, but they never did get their time in court." No. So that needs to happen. But the problem is, this is being done. You know, the timing of all this is done to drag. The whole idea is to drag this out until the clock, the shot clock is ticking, right? Through the midterms. Shot clock is ticking. So what's the objective? Well, the objective is to have a situation where they get no confirmation on Kavanaugh till after the... That does not mean that Dr. Ford, Christine Blasey Ford, doesn't have her... She absolutely has a right to testify. But the reason this is drug out now is for political reasons. I'll tell you what, we'll get the full breadth of this when we are joined by Brendan Kirby next.